From the Ryman Auditorium in Nashville, Tennessee, the country music capital of the world, here's the 935th broadcast of your Grand Ole Opry, starring tonight, Cowboy Copas.
When the warship left Manila, sailing proudly o'er the sea, deep blue sea, all the sailors' hearts were filled with fond regret. Looking backward to this island where they'd spent those happy hours, making love to every pretty girl they met. When up stepped a little sailor with his bright eyes all aglow, all aglow. Said, take a look at my gal's photograph. Then the sailors gathered round him just to look upon her face, smiling face. And he said, I love my dark-faced Filipino. She's my Filipino, baby. She's my treasure and my pet loving pet. Her teeth are bright and pearly, and her hair is black as jet. Oh, her lips are sweet as honey, and her heart is pure, I know. Yes, I know. And he said, I love my dark-faced Filipino. Darling, I've come back from Caroline, South Carolina. I've come back to claim the only girl I love. And that night there was a wedding while the ship together drowned all around. And he wed his little Filipino baby. She's my Filipino baby, she's my treasure and my pet, loving pet. You bet. Her teeth are bright and pearly, and her hair is black as jet. Oh, her lips are sweet as honey, and her heart is pure, I know. Yes, I know, pure as snow. And he said, I love my dark-faced Filipino.
Thank you very much, friends, and all of the Grand Ole Opry gang joins me in a great big welcome to tonight's Opry. We're real glad to have you.
And coming up, Rod Brasfield, Miss June Carter, Chet Atkins, Del Wood, the Opry dancers, and the entire Opry gang, and a big surprise guest star.
Plus our special guest, the Queen of Country Music, Miss Kitty Wells. Well, friends, before we can make any more sense tonight, we've got some nonsense to take care of. I'm talking about the Grand Ole Opry's favorite funny man, Rodney Brasfield. Here he is.
That was fine, men. Much obliged. Howdy, Mr. Copas.
Howdy, Rod.
Where in the cat? How are you been? Ain't seen you in the moon.
I've been out on the road, buddy.
Well, good to see you.
Good to see you.
I'd have been here sooner tonight, but I had to rock the baby.
Rock the baby?
And I run out of rocks. Boy, you ought to have been with me this past week. I've been up in Chattanooga, Tennessee.
Chattanooga, huh?
Yeah, visiting, and I went up there on the train.
Yeah?
And the train went to go through one of them big holes and a tunnel there and missed the hole.
Oh, no.
Boy, it was a mess.
That is bad.
Displattered people and train all over that hillside.
I bet he did.
And the claim agent for the railroad got down there and everybody's hurt. He'd write him out a check and pay him off, you know?
Yeah.
Well, I wasn't hurt, but I seen what he was doing. I went around behind the train, put my britches on hind part before.
Yeah.
He got out there to me and says, are you hurt, boy? I says, am I hurt? Man, look at me. I'm twisted slap around. He wrote me out a check for $9.42.
Oh.
I got on the bus to come on home. I started to get on the bus, and just as I started to get on the bus, sir, there was a great big fat woman come backing out of the bus, backers like that.
Is that right?
Yeah, the biggest woman I ever seen.
Last one.
I says to her, I said, lady, it ain't none of my business, but what in the cat, how are you doing backing out of there?
Yeah.
She says, well, it was crowded in there on the bus, and there's two old men stand up right by me, and I heard one of them say to the other, and when this big old fat woman gets up here, we'll grab her seat. I finally got on there, Copas, and I finally got me a seat by a big old fat man that's sitting there asleep.
Yeah.
And he had his mouth open, snoring, sounded like a country sawmill.
I bet it did.
Yeah, and I was taking a cold. I've got a little cold.
Yeah.
And I was taking some of them quinine capsules for my cold.
Yeah.
Just as I started to take one, that bus gave a jerk, and it flew out of my hand, hit that old big fat man right in the mouth.
Is that right?
He swallowed that thing. He come up there just a-spitting and a-grunting and a-groaning. I said, what's the matter, buddy? He says, I don't know, son, but from the taste in my mouth, I think my gall's busted. We got home, Copas, and I went over to see my gal, Susie.
Yeah.
And me and her was just walking around out through the apple orchard, you know?
Yeah.
Just sparking, just walking around out through the apple orchard there.
Under the moon.
She's very romantic anyhow.
Oh, yeah.
She says, Rod, ain't it romantic out here? Just listen to them trees sigh and moan.
Yeah.
I said, yeah, honey, if you was as full of green apples as they are, you'd sigh and moan, too. Then we went in the house and sat down on the settee to spark a little while longer.
Yeah.
And her little brother got one of them great big old bill posters tacked, it must have been that long, and put it right in that settee where I always sit at.
Business end up.
Business end of it up, brother. I went in there and popped down on it.
You did, huh?
Now, you're talking about taxes on your real estate and automobiles. Wait till it hits your personal property, boy.
Ah, that's mighty fine, Rod. Thank you. And now, let's hear a real big welcome for one of your Grand Ole Opry favorites, the nation's number one music queen, Miss Kitty Wells. Here she is.
Thank you a lot, Copas. And I'd like to do one side of my latest deck recording tune called What I Believe. What I believe, dear, is all up here. Those things they are saying don't have to be true. I'll tell my heart they lied. All gossip can't be true. For what I believe, dear, is all up to you. I'll put my faith in you as long as I live to prove my love is true. What more can I give? Let the rumors fly. For what I believe, dear, is all up to you. What I believe, dear, is all up to you. Those things they are saying don't have to be true. I'll tell my heart they lied. All gossip can't be true. For what I believe, dear, is all up to you.
Well, to all our Grand Ole Opry friends, here's Rod's regular report on the weather that we're due to get. Rod?
Well, the weather's going to be real airish, but it'll be comfortable.
Now, just a minute. How can weather be airish and still be comfortable?
With a pipe full of Prince Albert smoking tobacco. I always get you every time.
You know, by golly, Rod's right. The wind can blow and the temperature drop, but you can always get a warm, comfortable feeling when you puff along on a pipe full of naturally tasty PA. You know Prince Albert's crimp cut to pack good and firm, to burn slow and even. letting you enjoy all of PA's extra special natural flavor, letting you take your time and be comfortable.
And you Meckin men latch on to Prince Albert in an OCB paper. And with PA's special crimp cut, you'll roll yourself a good-tasting, good-looking cigarette every time. No blowing around, no dribbling out the end.
Pipe smoker or making man, now's the time to get that extra comfort, that extra smoking joy out of rich, tasty Prince Albert smoking tobacco. Well, neighbors, it's square dancing time at the Grand Ole Opry, so let's everybody get a partner, and we'll all cut a caper here to Mississippi Sawyer. Well, early in the show tonight, we mentioned a big surprise guest star. Actually, the big surprise is a little surprise, and before I trap myself anymore, I'll just say here's our extra special guest, little Brenda Lee. Brenda, honey, we're sure glad to have you with us tonight at the Grand Ole Opry.
Thank you, Mr. Copas.
You know, for a little lady, you sure have been doing some traveling in show business. Your Decca records are always get up and go real big. And, well, we've seen you on just about every big-time show there is. A few weeks ago on the Steve Allen Show.
Well, I've enjoyed them all, but this is a show for me. Mr. Copas, can I rock something?
Honey, you can just stone it plumb to death. Which one would you like to do?
Well, I'd like to do my latest Decca release, Ain't That Love.
Oh, that's good.
Baby, when you sigh, I wanna sigh with you. And when you cry, I wanna cry some too. Now, ain't that love? Oh, ain't that love that I feel in my heart for you? When your friends turn their back on you, I'll be here just to see you through. Now, ain't that love?
Don't you know, baby, don't you know now? Ain't that love?
Mickey. That's a really big little star, Brenda Lee. Real glad that you dropped in, Brenda Lee. And now, friends, here's some real fancy picking that I know you'll enjoy. Here's the Opry favorite and RCA Victor star, Chet Atkins, going to town on When You and I Were Young Maggie. Here he is. That's real fine, Chet. Thank you. You know, all the folks over at Oak Ridge think they can whip up a lot of energy. The atomic kind. We got our own kind. All for fun and cute as a bug. Here it is, June Carter.
Hey, Cowboy Copus?
Yeah.
Oh, Knobhead, can you hide me someplace?
Hide you?
Yeah, the policeman's is after me.
Well, what are they after you
for? I've done this terrible thing. I'm just tore all to pieces, and as soon as they find out what I've done, they'll come and get me and fry me.
Well, why?
Well, see, I've killed something. I've killed it. It's laying up there in the alley. It's dead in a doornail.
You did?
Yes, sir. I've killed it. It's got a pitchfork rammed smack dab through it.
What was it?
Well, here's one of these great big old dogs. He's about that tall. It was a whopper. And he'd come running down through there, and he'd start gnawing on my leg.
Wait just a minute. Well, how tall was it? How tall?
It was one of them great big old dogs.
Just a minute.
It was...
How tall?
It's getting littler all the time.
Yeah, I know. How tall was it now?
Well, it was... He's
come
one,
on.
He's one of them great big old rat terriers. He walked up and he started to gnawing on my leg. Well, it made me mad, it did. And I took that pitchfork and I ram it smack dab through him. He's dead in a doornail. He's back there in the alley now.
Now listen, June.
I've killed him.
Why didn't you take that pitchfork, turn it around, and go at the little dog with the other end?
Well, why didn't little old dog turn around and come at me with the other end?
No!
Well, glad to get back on the Grand Ole Opry. I've been gone for a month. We've been playing fair dates out in Kansas and Nebraska and all out that way. We saw so many wonderful things out there. They've got a lot of nice livestock at these here fairs we've been playing.
Oh, wonderful, June.
Yeah, they had rabbits at one of them. Y'all know what a rabbit is, I guess.
Y'all know what a rabbit is?
A rabbit am a funny thing. Him ain't got no tail, almost hardly. When him run. When him hop. And when him set on him tail, which him ain't got almost hardly.
Well, talking about that livestock, we saw an awfully lot of fine livestock out through there. But, June, you know, my uncle down here has got... Oh, he's got a bull that's one of the fastest animals in the world.
Oh, has he really?
He really has. You know, this old bull gets down there. We got a big 40-acre field my uncle's got.
Yeah?
And he gets up at one end of it when this fast flyer comes through there. You know, that Zephyr.
That Zephyr train.
Yeah. He takes off and he outruns that dadburn train clear down to the other end of that pasture.
Oh,
he does.
That old bull.
Oh, I'm telling you, he really gets further and smells better all the time.
Well, you know what, Copas, that does sound fast, but let me tell you this. Yesterday morning, I was out there in Dallas, Texas at 9 o'clock.
Yeah?
10 o'clock, I was up in New York City. 11 o'clock, I was out in Los Angeles. And 12 o'clock, I was back here in Nashville, Tennessee. Now, what do you think about
that? Well, now, just a minute. What was you riding on? Was you riding one of these jet airplanes?
No.
Uh-uh. Well, was you on that Zephyr?
No, I wasn't riding that Zephyr.
One of these hopped-up automobiles?
No, uh-uh.
Well, what was you riding on?
I was riding your uncle's bull.
No! Well, June, guess you better scoot if you and your boyfriend are going to that feast fry tonight.
Oh, yeah, I better stop off and get some Prince Albert smoking tobacco. It'd spoil the whole evening if he couldn't pack some of that fine Prince Albert into his pipe and relax with a comfortable smoke.
Well, June P.A.'s crimp cut will let him do it every time. It packs easy and smokes easy, so he can light up and enjoy the natural, rich, tasty flavor of Prince Albert.
He says it's always so fresh, so cool smoking, and so comfortable to enjoy.
And roll your owners get that same P.A. pleasure and rich taste with every making smoke. Yes, sir, any place, any occasion, that's the time and place for pipe smokers and making men to enjoy the national tobacco taste and smoking comfort of Prince Albert.
It's the natural taste, and that's the test, that proves Prince Albert is naturally best. It smokes so cool, more men say, give me mild and mellow P.A.
And now, friends and neighbors, what do you say? We welcome back once again Miss Kitty Wells. How about that, huh? Kitty, which is the song that you picked out for us this time, huh?
Well, I've got a little tune called I'll Always Be Your Fraulein.
Kitty, thank you so much. And now let's stick with the ladies. You just heard the Queen of Country singing. Then here is the Queen of the Country Piano, the Grand Ole Opry's own Del Wood, and Down Yonder. Thank you. Saturday night, friends, we like to include a sacred song. Tonight, we'd like to make that song one of those hand-patting kind. We'd like all of you neighbors in the audience tonight to join in and help us out. Some of the fellas on the stage will let you know it's on the second chorus. Here's one titled, Don't Shake Hands with the Devil.
Don't shake hands with the devil, don't shake hands with the devil, don't shake hands with that evil one below. If he gets you in his grip, then you're bound to take a trip to that place where nobody wants to go. Just put your trust in Jesus, he'll surely make you whole. But if you trust the devil, you're bound to lose your soul. Don't shake hands with the devil, don't shake hands with the devil, don't shake hands with that evil one below. Don't shake hands with the devil, don't shake hands with the devil, don't shake hands with that evil one below. If he gets you in his grip, then you're bound to take a trip to that place where nobody wants to go. Just put your trust in Jesus, he'll surely make you whole. But if you trust the devil, you're bound to lose your soul. Don't shake hands with the devil, don't shake hands with the devil, don't shake hands with that evil one below. Don't shake hands with that evil one below.
We sure hope you had a fine time visiting with us at the Grand Ole Opry, and we hope you'll be on hand next week when we all come calling for you in the old buckboard. Up in the driver's seat will be Ernest Tubb, and he'll be bringing with him George Jones.
Came across a piece in the papers the other day about a fellow who says that eating is old hat. This fellow claims to have invented a pill that takes the place of three full meals. No mess, no bother, no food. Well, I wonder if it can ever take the place of a delicious piece of apple pie with ice cream on the side. I have a hunch that folks prefer the real thing. That's one big reason, you know, why more people today select Camels than any other cigarette. No other cigarette brings you the full, rich flavor and smooth mildness of Camel's exclusive blend of costly tobaccos. No other cigarette gives you the same smoking comfort you get out of Camels. For your own smoking enjoyment, have a real cigarette. Have a Camel. Discover the difference between just smoking and Camels. So good and mild, the finest taste in smoking. This program is broadcast to our armed forces around the world by Armed Forces Radio Service and was brought to you by WSM, affiliated with the National Broadcasting Company. This is Monitor, the NBC Radio Service. WSM, Nashville, Tennessee.
Friends, when you visit the Opry, be sure to make the friendly Noel Hotel your headquarters in Nashville. At the fully air-conditioned Noel, just two short blocks from the Opry, you'll find old-time hospitality, private garage and entrance, good food at the stirrup room, open all night, every night for your convenience, plus special Opry rates and no charge for children under 12. Make Noel Hotel your headquarters in Nashville. That's N-O-E-L, the friendly Noel.